All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Glad you are here as we gather on this moment in time on this podcast and pray that you will receive blessing through a little bit of spirit-led motivation. Today, I'm going to give you a nugget from the book of Revelation. Yes, can you believe it? The book of Revelation. No, you don't have to go read the whole thing right now. I'm not going to make you pause and read through the chapters and figure it all out. Generations have been trying to figure it out. A lot of question around it. I'm going to try to summarize in a beautiful way here. You see, the book of Revelation can be a source of wisdom and hope for us today. Brian McLaren, Richard Rohr, others have done a lot of great work on trying to point to the life that is being talked about there. And I share those nuggets of inspiration with you now. You see, in that book, there's a beautiful visionary scene at the end of it that is as relevant today as it was in the first century. It doesn't picture us as being evacuated from earth to heaven, as many assume. It pictures a new Jerusalem descending from heaven to earth. This new city doesn't need a temple because God's presence is felt everywhere. It doesn't need sun or moon because the light of Christ illuminates it from within. Its gates are never shut, and it welcomes people from around the world to receive the treasures that it offers and bring the treasures that they can offer. From the center of the city, from God's own throne, a river flows, a river of life or aliveness. Along its banks grows the tree of life. All of this, of course, evokes the original creation story and echoes God's own words and revelation. Behold, I am making all things new. So rather than giving its original readers and hearers a coded blueprint of the future, Revelation is giving them a visionary insight into their present situation. It told them that the story of God's work in history has never been about escaping earth and going up to heaven. It has always been about God descending to dwell among us. God wasn't a distant, terrifying monster waiting for vengeance at the end of the universe. God was descending among us here and now, making the tree of life alive and available for all. Well, God put us in a world of passing things where everything changes and nothing remains the same. The only thing that doesn't change is change itself. It's a hard lesson to learn for sure. It helps us appreciate that everything is a gift. We didn't create it. We don't deserve it. It will not last. But while we breathe it in, we can enjoy it. And know that it is another moment of God, another moment of life. People who take this moment seriously, take every moment seriously. And those are the people who are most ready to receive the heaven of now and the heaven for eternity. You see, what was true for Revelation's original audience is still true for us today. Whatever person is in power out there in the world, in countries, or voice that has the microphone, whatever chaos is breaking out, whatever danger threatens, the river of life is flowing now. The tree of life is bearing fruit now. True aliveness is available now. That's why Revelation ends with the sound of a single word echoing through the universe. That word is not wait, nor is it not yet or someday. It's a word of invitation, welcome, reception, hospitality, and possibility. It's a word not of ending, but of new beginning. That one word is come. The Spirit says it to us. We echo it back. Together with the Spirit, we say it to everyone who is willing. Yes, come. Come into full life. God is here. All right, friends. May that inspire you for daily living in God's story that's being written through each of you. Good day.